8 KMS, another my 5 statewide one.
KE8FJW. KE8FJW. KB, that's the viewer. KE8FJW. KE8FJW. KB, that's the viewer.
KC8KJO.
And at KPP, on statewide one.
KE8FJW. KE8FJW. KBSW.
KC8KJO.
NAKPP from WAFU statewide one.
KC8KJO. 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 Listening.
KF8S, WAEAP.
WAP, it's WB8G1, statewide one. WB8G1.
KJL monitoring.
WXAPOP testing for WB8USA. Anybody have a copy on statewide one?
Roger, this is Whiskey 8 Echo Alpha Papa, Eric, Shelby Township.
Clear, Bob.
Okay, thank you very much. You got Joe all set. WX8BOB clear.
W88P, KC8KJO.
Looking forward to hearing him on DMR. W8COP.
KC8KJO, W8EAP.
You on private, Eric?
What was that again?
Oh, you came up as a private call. I didn't know if you were on, just contact me by my DMR ID. I don't know how the private thing works yet. I'm still learning that portion. Just saying, did you get your gauge to work properly this week?
First of all, I don't own a ASU. I think you're thinking of somebody else, but I am in that group. But no, I don't have anything set to private, as far as I know. Should be. Did you update your database? Maybe that's it. I don't know. I don't know. Am I showing up as private to anybody else? It shouldn't be.
No, just when you came across it said private call, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Oh, do you have to work with me? I'm the lucky one that got the day off.
Nope, I have today off. We used to not get Black Friday off a few years back, but I don't know, the boss got too many complaints, the owner got too many complaints, so we just started getting it off. I didn't do any shopping today. I'm just sitting around. Did some shopping online, though, last night.
Now my wife wanted to go to her weekly Friday shopping. She was going to go with me. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going out in that mess. I don't care where you're going, what you're, how you're doing it. I'm not going out in that mess. So, yes, I did the same thing. I spent all day at home. As a matter of fact, she's still out.
Roger, I think you're referring to Dakota that had his... The ASU FPM 500 weird audio problem. He sent it back, I guess. You know, that's just weird, you know. Spend all that money on a flagship radio and the speaker doesn't work. But, yeah, I haven't been out on Black Friday in years, probably 10 years now.
Same here. She's not out shopping for Black Friday. She's out doing her grocery shopping. She's just trying to find an outfit for my union's Christmas party. So I was sending her to different stores. But yeah, like, I haven't been out there. It's just not a place. It's just not an area I want to be in right now.
Well, kind of proud of myself. I only bought one radio. I bought a few antennas that were on sale. And one of those Bluetooth radio programmer dongles. It's a K-plug, but you plug it into any radio with a K-plug, and then you can program it, control it with a Bluetooth app. I don't know. It was like $7. I couldn't pass it up. You know, $20? Nah. $7? Yeah.
Well, that's what I did. I had an extra phone chip from T-Mobile. Actually, I had two SIM chips. I only had one, and I took the app. And looked around and found an LTE modem. I went, not bad price, $50. I'll do it. So I just been there, the open spot, and that's how I travel now, is with the open spot and the LTE modem. How do I sound on it? Because I'm actually talking through it.
You sound fine. That's what Dave and Greg and Sean and all those guys have hotspots in their car. I think they got the T-Mobile ones. Those are like $10 if you have a T-Mobile account. It's like $10 a month or 20, depending. But yeah, they work out pretty good. I just use my phone hotspot when I run my All-Star node in the car. But I don't know. Those hotspots seem to work out pretty good too. So there you go. Anywho, I'm going to get out of here and get ready to run a couple of errands. But yeah, maybe I'll catch you on the other one, the 2.6 later.
Sounds like a plan. Maybe when I'm in the area, I'll stop by your shop and do a face-to-face hello kind of thing. We'll see how that goes this week. 73 to you. Enjoy your little hop and skip out there. KCAKJO.
Roger. Okay, have a good one. WAEAP.
K8DIY northbound, I-65 Franklin, Indiana.
Station calling. This is KG8. PBV from Bay City, Michigan. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for coming back to me this evening. Here is Gordon, K8DIY. Just making a long drive to Manistee from Nashville. Left Nashville this morning and driving into the snowstorm. I guess that's how my luck goes.
Wow, very nice, very nice. Where I'm at, I'm not sure if you're familiar with where Bay City is, but it's kind of right in like the crotch of the thumb and the rest of the mitten. It's 29 right now, but we didn't really get any snow on the east side of the state, it seems like. So how much snow are you guys getting over there?
That I'm not sure about. I'm still in southern Indiana. It just started snowing here. Temperature about 25 degrees, so I should get back to Michigan, I don't know, probably about 9 p.m. So be driving in the dark and the snow and right up along 31 along the lake shore. I'll cross my fingers and the plows are keeping up at least. I saw on the news that there was a big accident on Interstate 96, I think, in Grand Rapids, a big pile-up due to the weather. So that's not good.
Yeah, oh, wow. I didn't realize the snow system was going to be that prevalent. I hope you have safe travels for sure. I welcome the snow. It's sometimes a little white-knuckle to drive in it, especially on the highway at night, but I love it. If it's going to be cold and nasty, I hope it's at least white and snowy out. So. Do you live in Michigan, or are you just visiting from Indiana?
Yep, I am a native Michigander. I was down in Nashville for Thanksgiving, just returning home now. Went down earlier in the week. My sister was getting married, and then the day after that was Thanksgiving. So it was a lot of celebrating, and now the long drive home. And I agree with you, if it's going to be cold and gray outside, we might as well have some snow. I'm a fan of it, just I guess not a fan of how other people drive in the snow. I guess that would be the most polite way to put it.
Oh, well, congratulations to your sister there, I think you said. And yeah, a wedding and Thanksgiving, that is a lot of celebrating, but that'd be a good weekend. And actually, speaking of good weekend, you still have the whole weekend, so looks like you're in for a pretty good week of celebrating and hanging out. So that's very cool, very fun. And yeah, I sometimes my fiance or my wife and I will just go around and drive around in the snow sometimes once the snowstorm had just ended. I've got a truck, stick it four wheel drive. I've got good three peak snow rated tires on it, so it's just fun to go check all the drifts out and check out all the piles of snow.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. For a while, I had a Subaru Outback before they made the CVT transmission and before they went computerized everything, so it was completely mechanical, symmetric all-wheel drive, and that thing was a beast in the snow. Boy, did it go, and never got stuck. I put set up four top-end snow tires on it and would take it down two tracks following the not snowmobile trails but just two track roads, and this is my winter snowmobile with heated leather seats in it. It was a lot of fun.
Man, that does sound like a lot of fun. Some of those Subies are pretty impressive. And I've heard a lot of good things about the reliability of them. My wife considered getting one, but we ended up going a little more tame, and she got a GMC Terrain. But those Subarus are still on the radar for picking up the next vehicle. So you said you got about a 3-hour drive left back. Are you in a hot spot right now, or are you making it into some type of repeater that's tied in down there in Indiana?
Well, according to Google, I got about 6 hours left. I think once I hit the Michigan border, it's about 3 hours to the QTH from there. But yeah, I am on a hot spot. I just got a little five star that's going through the cell phone, and that way I can stay in touch with my favorite Michigan talk groups.
Okay, very nice. What other talk groups do you monitor then?
Statewide, well, we're on statewide one, I guess. The other one would be Brandmeister, Michigan, 3126, and the Michigan Net channel, what is that, 31264, I think. There's a couple that I pop in and out of, but those three are set up as permanent, I guess, subscriptions, you call them, on the hotspot. And then on the other time slot, I've got West Michigan Connect pretty much lives there, so those are the four talk groups that I'm most active on.
Okay, that's interesting. I monitor statewide one and two, and then the statewide event channels from my truck and the mobile, and then I can monitor the Michigan Grandmaster talk group when I'm in the mobile and when I'm at home in Bay County here, because there's a second DMR repeater that hosts that talk group. But I've never heard of the Michigan Nets talk group, and I've never heard of that one you said you monitor on the other time spot either.
K8DIY. Yeah, the Michigan Nets one is fairly new. I think they created it because a lot of people were griping about, I think there's two or three different nets that happen on the Michigan 3126, which supposedly has a 10-minute limit, but those nets go for an hour. So I think there was people upset about that, so they made the Michigan Nets talk group. And then West Michigan Connect is actually a Yaesu Fusion reflector, but I just used the cross-band or cross-mode option on the hotspot to get into it.
Yeah, I remember I used to hear like the DMR TechNet or a couple other nets on that Michigan talk group, but honestly, I can't do the nets on DMR. Some of the guys' radios and their setups that they have, everything, I can't even understand the audio and the call signs some of the times, and I can never tell who they're calling for on the net. But yeah, I can imagine some of those DMR repeaters might get burned up without a long conversation. So it's good to have a dedicated talk group that the repeater owner can allow or not allow. Being on the west side over there, do you ever tune into the WIRA system?
Yep, I used to hang out on the WIRA system quite a bit.
KEATFM, this is WAEAP.
KADIY, I think I lost you on Statewide 1. This is KEATPBB, I'll be monitoring Statewide 1.
I'm not sure where Gabriel went, but this is KADIY. Gordon, I'm going to step away for a little bit, just getting into Indianapolis and the traffic is heavy, so I'm going to focus on that and switch the radio off for a bit. KADIY, clear for now.
KADIY, this is WAEAP. I just heard Gabriel calling for you a few minutes ago.
I think he must have lost his connection with his hotspot. And then he got it back, and now he flipped it off for the traffic. WAEAP, I think it was calling. This is KEATPV from Bay County.
Roger, yeah. Yep, I think that's what's happened. He was out of town there, and maybe his hotspot cut out. Those things happen. But, yeah, he sounded good over here, Shelby Township. I'm coming in off the, I believe it's the Mount Clemens machine. Not too familiar with how many other repeaters this is linked with, but I'm sure there's a few.
Okay, yeah, you're sounding good into the system, too. And I think I talked to some other fella down there your way on that repeater, too. Can't think of the call though right now. But, yeah, I think there's over, I want to say there's 20-plus repeaters on this system. So quite a few. They've got Michigan pretty well covered, especially the kind of central and southern lower. I'd like to see the system keep working its way north, but I know it's a lot of time and money and effort.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the MI5 dashboard here. I thought I had it. That's weird. Anywho, yeah, if it's like the other repeaters, there's probably several. But then, if you know where Utica, Michigan, about 20 miles north of Detroit.
I'm semi-familiar with the area down there, but I don't spend a ton of time down near Detroit. Maybe once or twice a year I'll head down there for a dinner or an event, sometimes a wedding, but I spend most of my time kind of north of U.S. 10 in the Bay City and farther north areas, so... I've been down to, like, the Detroit, though, you know, for the Red Wings and Tigers. I haven't been to a Lions game yet. I never wanted to go because they always lost. Now that they win, I can't afford tickets.
Yeah, I have a cottage up in Roscommon, so I'm going up 75, like, almost every weekend. But I'm looking here, and you're right, at least 20. I'm not even going to name them all, but they're in alphabetical order, and there's at least 25 of them on this list. So you're probably on the Bay City system, maybe?
Oh, very cool, up in Roscommon. We've got property up in Hale, Michigan, a little bit south of Roscommon. And from up there, I can get into this system off of Pinconning, Peter, and sometimes Mayo. Repeater. And then if you're traveling and, you know, you see how big that list of repeaters is, I think they have the system set up so that out of all those 25-plus repeaters, I think there's only 16 frequency pairs they use, maybe 18, I'm not sure. But you can set up like a roam list, and you can, just as you're traveling all the way from, you know, Mount Clemens to Roscommon, have your radio automatically jump from tower to tower, wherever it can get the signal. It's kind of a cool feature on DMR. Not sure if you're aware of that.
Oh, yeah. It's just that I haven't put this DMR radio in my car. It's just sitting on a power supply on a magnet mount right now. I do have a Redivis RT3S as DMR, and I got the Bofang, I think 1701, and then I got this MD9600 So if I ever put this in the car, I will definitely do that. But in the car, I just have an analog radio.
Yeah, very well. Space in the vehicle can get taken up pretty quickly. When you spend time up at the cottage in Roscommon, do you any ham radio while you're up there?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm in St. Helen, which is in Roscommon, right on the border of Roscommon and Ogama County, I guess. There's a couple of repeaters. There's a repeater about 14 miles from me, the West Branch machine. I can get into that. And the actual Roscommon repeater, I can get into that. And there's a bunch of GMRS repeaters I can get into up there, too. But mainly I just run an All-Star node out of the house. And my All-Star node has an outdoor antenna, so I can get into it 3 to 5 miles away. When I drive around town, I can get into my own All-Star. So I use my All-Star node as my own little repeater.
Okay, I'm very familiar with the West Branch 9-4 repeater. I spend a good amount of time on that. In fact, I'll open the Mixie Coffee Net tomorrow morning on that repeater. And then I was just in St. Helen on November 15th. My buddy in Houghton Lake area shot a deer, and I went and met up with him, and then we went and had breakfast at a diner in St. Helen. I can't remember the name of it, but had some real good biscuits and gravy. So spent a little bit of time in St. Helen, not much, but, yeah, I'm real familiar with that Ogama West Branch 9-4 repeater. And then I've had a couple guys, and you're like the third or fourth now that's mentioned all the GMRS repeaters in that area, but I don't have any of those programmed into my radio, so I'll have to get on that at some point.
Right. Well, I don't know. If you're on the 9-4, you probably know KC8FCQ. You probably know him. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him for like 35 years before he was even. I think I'm the one that got. If you ask him, I'm the one that got him into ham. Tom. the one issue with the GMRS repeaters up there, they have no squelch tail. So when you key up, you have no way of knowing you're getting in because they're connected through Zello. And for some reason, when they had a hang time on the repeater, it screwed up Zello. So you key up and you unkey and it's just nothing. You don't know if you're in the repeater or not. But if you're listening on Zello, or if you're back monitoring yourself on another radio, you can hear if you're getting in. But, just keep that in mind. If you punch in the Roscommon repeater, the St. Helen GMRS repeater, there's no squelch time.
Yeah, I used to talk to Tom all the time. We had some interesting conversations, especially he talked about kind of the autonomous vehicle type stuff and the LiDAR and his biking adventures that he'd do, him and his wife. So he's a good guy for sure. And that's good to know about the GMRS stuff. Is the best way to find those repeaters is just to download Zello and just search Roscommon, St. Helen, Houghton Lake area, and then I can find the frequency pairs and the PL tone for that.
Or you can get on mygmrs.com. Well, another thing, too, is that since I've been on GMRS in the last, a couple of years now, that's the reason I got my GMRS license. I had no idea there was such things as GMRS repeaters. I didn't know they were a thing. There's the same guys that did the MI5 did the MI8, and that's a big GMRS network along I-75. There's two in Detroit, Mount Clemens, Flint, Saginaw, Bay City, and Sheboygan. You can look that up on the mygmrs.com. website. But the thing about the ones up north in Roscommon, they've changed a few times. They've changed frequencies, they've changed locations, so you gotta kind of make sure you get up-to-date information. The one in St. Helen is 625 with the typical PL tone is a 154.1. Or wait a minute, I think I'm wrong. But anyhow, the PL tones are pretty much the same on all of them, 151.4, I believe.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with the MI-8 system, and I like what the group administrators have done. I don't listen to the MI-8 as much. I've been spoiled on DMR and P-25, and then some of that, you know, like the VHF stuff up like Golden Water Peter. There's just too many, there's too much static and too much radio check for me to enjoy monitoring the GMRS stuff. But I did get my GMRS license, and I've called out a couple times. I'd like to put a GMRS repeater up at my hunting camp. You know, my family's already covered, and then I've got all my cousins up at different camps in the same area. And if, you know, one of my family members from of each of the cousins goes and gets a license too, then I could have a, you know, a small little 2-mile footprint GMRS repeater to talk on during deer camp. I think it'd be a lot of fun. So I like the ham stuff because the digital modes are nice and clear, and I don't have to deal with like all the radio checks and the CWID on this system, which I absolutely love. So I don't monitor the GMRS too much, but it's good to still have that tool.
Yeah, we have a club, the Who Cares Radio Club, and mainly all it's a basically an all-star hub, so. It's all analog, no radio checks. But, yeah, I use All-Star quite a bit. I have a node set up in the car. And I do talk on the 442.6, which is in Warren. I'm sure you're familiar with that repeater. But, yeah, I was wrong about the PL tone. It's 1413. So if you punched in, like, let's see, I think there's 8 or 10. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, there's eight repeater pairs. So if you punch those in your radio and just put in 141.3, you can drive across the country and scatter. There's always going to be something around and within range. But, I don't monitor that much either because of all the, like you said, radio checks and shenanigans out there.
Yeah, I like that it's a link system because it's nice. My wife will be in Saginaw, and we're in Bay City, and I can still reach out to her. And, you know, even if she's on a little road trip, I can still try to grab her if she's local with a GMRS. We don't ever do it, but it's just nice to have. But I like it when you can have a link system and a standalone system in the same, like, county. It's nice to be able to not clog up the link system too long. And it's nice to have the reach of a link system too. So it's nice to be able to change talk groups or repeaters. I do like, especially on the Semi-5, that, you know, there's two talk groups or two time slots we can use at the same time. So if someone doesn't want to listen to us talk or they also want to have a separate conversation, they could be on statewide too talking away right now and it wouldn't bother any of us.
Roger, WAPAP. Hey, I found a handy website. You might not have heard of it before. It's if you just type in gmrs.app, gmrs.app, you type in someone's ham call or a call sign, it'll spit out their ham, their GMRS call and vice versa. So it's a really, really quick search, much quicker than, like, the FCC search. So you just go to gmrs.app. There's no www in front of it. It's just HTTPS, you know, gmrs.app. You type in a call sign, and it'll give you their AM call sign and their GMRS call sign, if they have one.
Yeah, I just tried that here while I was on the radio with you, and then you're right, that is pretty quick. I just punched in my own call, and it popped up my GMRS one real quick. So, yeah, that's a cool little thing to have. I'm glad you told me about that. But, well, I just got back into my house from an ice-cold duck hunt down the Saginaw Bay. I just got done knocking all the ice off my waders and decoys, and I'm going to heat up my Thanksgiving leftovers and have a warm meal. So it was good talking to you on the air. Maybe I'll catch you on this system again or the 9-4. And if you talk to Tom, tell him that Gabe, KE8PBB, said hi. So with that being said, I'll be clear. 73 to you, KE8PBB.
Roger. Yep. I'm going to have some leftover turkey in a little while myself. nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. And I'll catch you on there. I'll either be on there directly on the repeater or through my All-Star node, one of the two. W-A-E-A-P.
W-A-E-A-P. K-E-A-T-F-M.
Yeah, I hear you, Davian, but Dave just...
Ah, cool. Maybe I'll try listening.
W-A-P-H-W-B-H-G-U-N. W-B-H-G-U-N. W-B-H-G-U-N. W-B-H-G-U-N.
This is W-A-P-H. Fish, we doing?
I'm doing pretty good yourself. You have a good day shopping or relaxing or whatever was on the agenda for the day?
Well, I went up north, not too far, up in Novi. So it was a mall up there. It was semi-busy. A lot busier than probably what I've seen in the past. And then when we got done with that, it took us about an hour and 45 minutes to get out of the parking lot. So that was a little unpleasant. But besides that, not too bad. And then just traffic, and we've got some snow up 96 area. That was, of course, doing some slowdowns on the expressway and... I think just the normal, not used to snow as of yet. So, but all in all, not bad. I will be glad to be done.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. So we ended up going out this afternoon for a little bit, and it wasn't horrible, but the lines to check out were just unbelievable. I haven't seen them since last year about this time. So that was kind of a shock. But yeah, it's you know. An hour and a half to get out of the parking lot is outrageous, but that parking lot is horrible to get in and out of. If it's the mall up there at Novi, if it's what I'm thinking of.
Probably is. Because I believe there's only two good ways in and out. So, and of course, we were facing the wrong direction, so we ended up driving almost all the way around it. About half of it, obviously, if it's two entrances like this, but that's okay. Just to see the families fighting was amusement enough.
Oh, yes. Everybody is tired and ornery and what have you. So there you go. Okay, well, good. Well, I didn't realize I had my radio turned down, so I don't know if you had called or whatever the case, but I see your call sign popped up on the dashboard, so I thought I'd jump in here and see how things were going and see how my radio was operating and all that good stuff after my snafu of trying to get my error codes down and stuff like that.
Worked, because you sound good, so whatever you did worked, so I would keep it whatever you have.
Okay, yeah, it was definitely the antenna issue, because I'm on VHF right now, so it's definitely that was the issue. So I've got a couple of antennas coming in, I think on Sunday is when they're going to get delivered, so we'll see how that goes and kind of play around, and I've got another board coming in for the next hotspot tomorrow, so we'll be able to mess around with that and see how that's going. And this is W8PH Friday.
Very nice. I driving and listening to the Weather Channel, and just kind of in, I mean, obviously you can't see it because I'm driving, but listening at least, listening to all the snow that's happening to the east. So I was actually going to see if I had a talker programmed in for, Cleveland, Pennsylvania, New York, somewhere out that way, but I didn't have anything. So, and that just reminded me when you said about the hotspot coming in. So, because I need to take a look at my programming. Obviously, once I change the programming, I'll never use it again. But it would have been kind of interesting to hear what they got going on that way. report, just people generally talking and complaining about having to go out to shovel snow. And WBHD went.
Yeah, I'm not ready for shoveling just yet. I still have some work to do before I can get my machine ready to plow snow. So, but it's a little early for the. That's okay. That's okay. It kind of made a little festive day. We ended up putting another Christmas tree up today. Got that all done. So that was that. We did some shopping and then just kind of sitting, relaxing, and doing some interesting investigation on the computer. I'm looking at an all-star link. I think it's time to possibly put up an all-star node here at the HomeQTH.
Very nice. Are you able to do that with minimal modifications to just a standard hotspot, or does it require different hardware?
No, it's going to require different hardware and a dedicated Raspberry Pi for it, so almost building a new hotspot is really what I'd be doing. So we haven't pulled the trigger yet, but we're looking into it pretty in great detail to make sure we can get that done. But just something else to add to the stack.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. I have not seen a whole lot on those or looked into them at all, but I'm sure it's just another new piece of technology that there'll be something again in a year or 2 years, and like you said, it's something to have in the shack and gives you something to play with, and that way you got everything from HF up to digital, and and mess around with everything in between.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, well, I think I'll back on out of here. I don't want to hog this talk group up too long, and if anybody else needs to use it or whatever the case. It looks like it's been pretty active this evening, so I don't want to hang out here too long. But I will. I'll be monitoring and kind of going back and forth between the computer and the radio and the TV and whatever else jumps in the way.
Sounds good. I got another 20 minutes or so in the car. So, luckily, as we're going southbound, no more snow and everything is dry, so that makes it a lot better. But we will talk to you in a few. WBGUN.
Okay, Bob. Safe travels and enjoy your evening. I'm sure we'll chat with you down the road a little bit and go from there. This is WAPH, and I will be clear, 73.
KATIY, statewide 1. Monitoring MI5, statewide 1 on the Hamilton team, KATIY. KATIY, statewide 1. KATIY Mobile, US 31 North, Holland. KATIY, statewide 1, mobile, monitoring. Mobile KATIY.